Hello, this is Pastor Robert from Esterhazy Baptist Church in Esterhazy, Saskatchewan. Thank you for joining us today. This service is for the week of December 26, 2021, and the message is entitled, The Source of True Peace, taken from Luke chapter 2, verse 14. Just want to let you know that we won't be posting messages on January 2nd and January 9th as we have guest speakers coming, but the podcast will resume on January 16, 2022. The call to worship is from Luke chapter 2, second half of verse 10 to verse 11. Behold, I bring you good news of great joy, which will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, there has been born to you a Savior who is Christ the Lord. When the ancient cultures of humanity are examined, one thing they all have in common is the awareness that something or someone exists far greater than ourselves. You see it in the Americas, Africa, India, the nation of Greece and Egypt. The worship of something or someone or someones greater than humanity who has influence over the world we live in. These people saw the inconsistencies over the years in temperature and rainfall from earlier years. They felt the earthquake. They saw volcanoes erupt and wondered what they meant. Why was this happening? In some cultures, the belief was simple. In others, the stories are more involved, but common in each is a desire to know more about the God or gods over nature and how to live at peace with them. The Bible is not a record of man's search to find and explain God, but rather of God creating us and reaching out to us to restore the broken relationship. The Bible tells us of God making himself and his plans known to us. Yet often, much of humanity shows little interest in changing their ways. For example, think of the days of Noah. But those who did respond, to them, God continued to speak and reveal his plan to restore the relationship with him that we were created to have. When we're thinking of God revealing himself to us, the passage in Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 14, brings news of the summit of divine self-revelation. It reads, "That night there were shepherds staying in the fields nearby, guarding their flocks of sheep. Suddenly, an angel of the Lord appeared among them, and the radiance of the Lord's glory surrounded them. They were terrified. But the angel assured them, 'Don't be afraid,' he said. 'I bring you good news that will bring great joy to all the people. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born today in Bethlehem, the city of David. And you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger.' Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, 'Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased.' May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word." Rather than just give further information about God, the angel announces that the birth of the Savior has occurred. God has become man. As the Apostle John expresses it in his gospel, the Word has become flesh and has come to live among us. John 1:14. It's incredible. It's reported that there was a European monarch who worried his court by often disappearing and walking incognito among his people. When he was asked not to do it for security's sake, he answered, "I cannot rule my people unless I know how they live." This is the great thought of the Christian faith, that we have a God who knows the life we live because he too lived it and claimed no special advantage over common men. Some thoughts from William Barclay. As soon as this message is given, the angel messenger is joined by a host of other angels who join in praising God with an amazing call to worship. Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. This call to worship correctly begins by focusing our attention on God with the call for all heaven to give him praise. God deserves our highest praise, the praise for his plan, the greatest of divine self-revelations. Now reflect for a moment on whom this incredible message of good news is given to first. It was shepherds. And in those days, shepherds were not highly regarded. Since they moved from place to place, often if anything went missing, the local townsfolks tended to blame the shepherds. The shepherds were on duty 24 hours a day. They weren't keeping with the expectations of the most religious people in washing, doing the washing ceremonies for the hands before they ate. They were busy people. They had animals that were not penned in on the move. They had to be ready to pick up and go or go look for an animal at any time. And so shepherds were not highly regarded. In fact, the testimony of a shepherd was not really considered very valid in court. And yet God chooses to send his angel with the most incredible news to shepherds. Perhaps it's because that the most well-known shepherd in Israel, who became a king, David, he was a shepherd. But here we're reminded that God doesn't go to the royalty. He doesn't go to the religious snobs. He seeks out ordinary, hard-working people and tells them that God has come. These shepherds were surrounded by the Lord's glory, and they hear the amazing message first. After addressing heaven, the angels then have a message of peace for those on earth to consider. They say, and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. The New International Commentary on the New Testament summarizes the importance of this message. The birth of Christ bears the richest significance to the world. It brings peace, real peace on earth. When Christ was born, some form of external peace, the Pax Romana, did prevail, but it was declared by pagan thinkers in the first century that while the emperor may give peace from war on land and sea, he is unable to give peace from passion, grief, and envy. He cannot give peace of heart, for which man yearns more than ever for outward peace. Through the coming of Christ, however, as the angels sing, true peace will come on earth. Here is meant peace with God and a peace given by God through Christ. And on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. Peace with God through Christ. This is where real peace begins. This is where we need to begin as we are searching for true peace. Peace with God the Father through his Son, Jesus. A pastor was visiting a dying woman, and he asked her if she had made her peace with God. No, she replied, I haven't made my peace with God. Then are you afraid to die? The pastor asked. No. He continued, do you realize that in a few hours you must meet God? Yes. And you've not made your peace with God? No, and I'm not going to. Now, as the pastor looked, there was a strange light of perfect peace in the woman's eyes, and the minister realized that there was something going on, so he asked, "What do you mean?" She said, "Listen, I know I am dying, yet I have no fear of meeting God. I am resting in the peace which Jesus Christ made in his atoning death upon the cross. And I don't have to make my peace with God, for I am resting in the peace which Jesus Christ has already made." Amen. She was likely thinking of Romans chapter 5, verse 1, where the Apostle Paul writes, "Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us." Amen. Through accepting by faith that Jesus Christ is the Son of God who gave his life in my place for the forgiveness of my sins, my relationship with God is restored, and I have peace with him. I have peace with him because of what Jesus has done for me, and as I accept him. Coming to a peace with God through the Lord Jesus Christ leads to the possibility of having peace within. There is now inner harmony because you now have peace with your Lord. Many of us struggle with accepting ourselves for a variety of reasons. Coming to a peace with God the Father through his Son Jesus Christ tells us that we are loved by God. We are precious to him. We are valuable to him. He gave his only Son for us. And he has important work to do through us, sharing the good news of this peace with others. Any other understanding you had of yourself, things other people said you weren't good at or weren't smart enough, those things pale as you realize what God thinks of you, that he made you, he has a plan and a purpose, and he will walk with you through them. Thank you, Lord. We may struggle with the circumstances we find ourselves in, but we can live in peace knowing God is with us, and nothing can separate us from his love. Now, another blessing of God's peace through the coming of Jesus among us is peace between human beings is now possible. Remember, peace is one of the fruit which results from the presence of the Holy Spirit living within followers of Jesus Christ. Galatians chapter 5, verse 22 tells us this. Peace is a fruit of the Spirit, being at peace with God and knowing who holds our future. He holds our future. We no longer live simply to please ourselves. We can enjoy the gift of giving and helping those who are struggling to find peace in this world, peace within and peace around. We can be a blessing by being peacemakers, as Jesus said in Matthew 5:9, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they will be called children of God." Glory to God in highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom God is pleased. Have you received the peace of God that comes through accepting Jesus as your Savior and Lord? Jesus is the source of true peace. Ask him to forgive you of your sins and commit to follow him as the leader of your life. Have you experienced the inner peace of receiving Jesus Christ as your sin forgiver and life leader? Then share this message of the source of true peace and great joy with those around you. This is the appropriate response to the greatest gift you have ever received. Experience God's gift of peace and share God's gift of peace and love with others. Amen. Let me close with a benediction from Romans chapter 15, verse 13. May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him, so that you may overflow with hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thank you for joining us this week. Have a blessed week and a blessed new year. And remember, we will be posting our next podcast, January 16th, 2022. Thank you for joining us. God bless you.